every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
This isn't just any car, it's a BMW. And this isn't just any BMW, it's the sleek, luxurious, commanding 2017 BMW X5 sports activity vehicle. Climb aboard, buckle up, and drive your favorite X5 home today. Because this is the Knaus BMW X5 Courtesy Car Sale. Nearly three dozen 2017 X5s are priced to save you thousands. These vehicles have never been titled. They've been briefly used for customer courtesy transportation. Each has less than 5,000 miles. And we promise you'll be as thrilled with the price as you are with everything that makes the 2017 BMW X5 so enjoyable. Plus, special lease and finance offers are available by Knaus BMW through BMW Financial Services. Shop Knaus BMW, Knaus Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Call 847-604-5000, KnausBMW.com.
Hi, I'm rapper actor model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
US LLC.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
501 for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Chicago Wolves season tickets feature great seat locations, discounts on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
It's the manager backing his player. And, you know, it is what it is, to throw those words out there. Obviously, I'm playing this game hard. I give everyone credit. If you look at every interview, I say they're doing the same thing we're trying to do. We're trying to compete and win. So when a guy gets on first, I'm not mad that he gets a hit. I say, hey, man, nice swing.
Cubs slugger Anthony Rizzo understands where Padres manager Andy Green was coming from. Green called Rizzo's collision with Padres catcher Austin Hedges a cheap shot last night. Now, Rizzo got a call from Baseball Today, MLB, saying Rizzo violated the rule that says you can't go out of your direct path to initiate contact with a catcher. But even though the rule was violated, Baseball says it will not discipline Rizzo. Now, as for Green, the Padres skipper says he doesn't believe in throwing at hitters in retaliation.
What do you accomplish by hitting somebody? You accomplish nothing. You put a man on first base and you give him an opportunity to win a baseball game. You accomplish nothing. You don't all of a sudden like gain the high moral ground because you chose to retaliate. You don't all of a sudden get to pound your chest because you were man enough to throw a ball at somebody's back. I think it's absolutely asinine to even take that approach.
Green, a guest in San Diego on the Darren Smith Show. You'll hear what Joe Maddon had to say in mere moments right here on The Score. The Cubs play game two against San Diego tonight. Mike Montgomery throws for the Cubs. He's looking for his first win. Yolis Chacin goes for San Diego. Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber both out tonight with injuries. The White Sox have recalled outfielder Adam Engel from Charlotte. Sox in Minnesota tonight. Derek Holland gets the ball. Irvin Santana throws for the Twins. NBA, the Cavaliers reportedly trying to assemble multi-team trade scenarios to acquire Jimmy Butler from the Bulls. The draft is Thursday, and the Bulls reportedly showing interest in Kansas swingman Josh Jackson. Butler still has 2 years remaining on his contract, including a player option for 2019. Also, Dwayne Wade reportedly leaning in the direction of picking up his $24 million player option to remain with the Bulls next season. Meantime, the Knicks reportedly listening to offers for Kristaps Porzingis, although they're not seriously considering trading him, while the Pacers and Lakers are reportedly talking about a possible Paul George trade. College basketball, Northwestern assistant Pat Baldwin is the new head coach in Milwaukee. Football, ex-Bears wideout Marquise Wilson signs with the Jets. Former Notre Dame quarterback Malik Zaire transfers to Florida. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Head for higher ground. Head for Twin Peaks. This summer, you've got places to be. Stranded on the side of the road isn't one of them. With vehicle diagnostics, emergency assistance, and more, Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Padres on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Line to center field, coming in is Caesar to make the catch, tagging is Rizzo. Here comes the throw. It's going to be close, and he will be out after Hedges holds on to the baseball. Austin Hedges is slow to get up, but he holds on to the baseball as Matt Caesar throws out Anthony Rizzo, and the Padres continue with the lead. Thanks to the throw, and thanks to Austin Hedges holding on to that baseball in the collision with big Anthony Rizzo.
I think you look at that play, and it's, you know, a fairly egregious violation of the rule. The rule exists to protect the catcher. The safety of the catcher is more in jeopardy now when you have the rule to protect you, because you're not expecting to get hit when you give a guy a plate like that. That's a cheap shot. And like, I'm not saying he's a dirty player at all. Nobody's saying that. But he clearly deviated from his path to hit our catcher. He took our catcher out. The rule exists to protect him. You know, it's a disheartening play to see come about like that.
Have you heard from baseball about any discipline for Anthony?
For what?
For the play last
night. Why would there be?
It was Joe Madden with Spiegel and Parkins this morning. You heard the play. We have had both managers weigh in after the fact. I love the comments from Padres manager Andy Green about possible retaliation.
On his grown man.
Yep. In no uncertain terms, talking about how stupid that is and cowardly that is. Joe Madden spoke to reporters before tonight's game with the latest on where this stands, and we'll see if it's all cooled out.
You know, Mr. Torrey always handles things well. He called Anthony, explained everything to him, and we all appreciate that. Moving it forward, all I want to say about yesterday is that that was a great baseball play. Wow. I thought Matty Caesar, who had been taught by the Cubs, played it absolutely perfectly. The way he came through the ball, made a throw to the plate, perfect one hop. Their catcher did everything right, the way he caught the ball, the way he slid into the plate as he was attempting to block the line. And Anthony did the right thing by attempting to score a run, which is the whole purpose of playing baseball. So, for me, regardless, it was a good baseball play, and I want to compliment the Padres because they're the ones that won the moment. They did it perfectly well. So it was a great baseball play, entertaining game, and just good baseball.
Too much made of this?
Absolutely. No question. The narrative gets really thrown out of proportion, but I think that's just the world we live in today anyway, whether it's in sports or otherwise. Just turn back the clock 10 years from now, and that was not even discussed more than just a good old-fashioned hard baseball play.
There wasn't a rule.
So that's where I'm at with it. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. And listen, I have to tell you what I think. I'm not just going to tell you what I've heard in the past or what I'm hearing right now. You want to know what I'm thinking? That's good baseball, and they won the moment because they played it a little bit better than we did in that moment.
Joe, do you worry about the fact that when another manager says it's a off-center play or a dirty play, that all 25 guys in his room are thinking, gee, now we have to do something about it?
You know, I can't deny that sometimes you can rally the troops in that way. I think I've done it myself in the past. I have so much respect for Andy. I think he's done a wonderful job in limited time there. I think they're really trending in the right direction. They kicked our butts in San Diego. They play the game hard. They play the game well. I think every manager, every group, every leader has to defend his own den. You just got to do that. And that's what he did yesterday, and I respect that. So I have no issue with what he said. I disagree with it, but I have no issue with it. Just like I am with the rest of our players, and you hear me all the time, you say what you believe. Say it. Say it loud. Say it clear. Don't back off. So I appreciate what he did, but I totally disagree with his comments. But I respect the fact that he said it. I expect to play 9 innings of baseball tonight. I really, honestly, I mean that. I don't expect retaliation. I expect the game of baseball to be played. There was no intent on our part to injure anybody. That was an intent to score a run, and at the end of the night, you try to score one more than they do. That's all that was going on last night. So, for me, it's that simple. I think, again, it could become a little bit more convoluted if you permit it to become more convoluted.
Joe, it's a good baseball play. Because of the rules, does that mean you have to kind of change the way you play good baseball?
It took maybe I had to slow it down on an instant replay. The umpire behind the plate last night is like one of the best in the game. He thought it was a good play. I don't want to get into the spirit of this rule because I've not been on board from the beginning. I always get in trouble when I talk about it. To me, I thought that everything was handled properly on both sides. And like I said, we didn't get the run, so we should be upset. We're not. They got the out. They did the good thing. No, I'm not talking to Mr. Torrey.
Mr. Torrey.
Yes.
You feel like you're in the minority as far as what you believe in the rule?
I don't know. I don't think so. I just think vocally maybe. You know, it's always, I guess I'm the vocal minority in this one. It's a lot of times people may think something but not necessarily say it. I think you all understand that concept. I'm just telling you what I think right now. I don't mind being in the minority. I really don't. Polish Italian, you know, from Pennsylvania. He's a minority back there. So no, I don't mind all that stuff. I'm just telling you what I think, and that's what I've been raised to do. I'm not going to just concede and just pay lip service to something I don't believe in. It's not going to do it. So I really am just telling you what I think. That's what I saw. That was a good baseball play. Period.
My question would be to him is, would he instruct people to continue to do that if he doesn't believe in the rule, understanding that there is some, you know, some a penalty to pay for it?
That's like not believing in a red light. You know what? I'm sorry. This is a good driving move.
I got problems with that. Right,
you're not allowed to pick and choose. This is a really good driving move, and I like this driving move. And I'm
what's
this,
wrong with him?
This is a good driving move for me. I'm gonna go right through this red light.
He also said 10 years ago you wouldn't have talked about it. Well, 10 years ago there wasn't a rule.
There's a different rule.
Right. He's on the Wakazany pills right there with that. I don't know.
I don't understand why he's planting his flag this strongly. Right.
It is strong. I mean, if you speak Joe Madden, that's as strong as he's going to come at you.
If you don't get to believe or not believe in a rule.
And
we're not supposed to balk, but you know what? I've never liked the balk rule. I don't believe in the balk rule, and we're going to balk as much as we want.
It's unnecessary because what you do is you further flame the I don't know, you fan the flames of something that should be stomped out and was stomped out before the game started.
Infield fly rule, the batter's out. No, we don't believe in it. We're good. Don't believe in the infield fly rule.
I just don't understand him playing his flag right there. And after Andy Green says, yeah, we're not going to go after them.
Right.
He's like, yeah, even if you don't go after us, I think what happened to your dumbass catcher was all right. That's good baseball. Stop being a sissy. Like what are you like? I don't get it. Like, why is he going so hard?
What is the
payoff?
Right. What's the political calculation here?
Is Anthony Rizzo and the boys in the clubhouse like, yeah, Skip, you tell them we're going to run over catches when we're out by 30 feet next time again.
Even though we're not allowed to or supposed to, and Joe Torrey on the phone told us that it was a violation of the rule.
Like, I understand certain things that, like, us in office settings and corporate settings and radio settings would not get when it comes to teamwork in a baseball clubhouse, but not this one. Like, this is one of those ones where you're like, Mr. Torrey spoke to us and said, hey, don't do that foolishness again, and we're not going to do it again.
And the manager's like, it's good baseball play. That's good baseball play, and you can say what you want about that rule. I'm not a big believer in it. I'm not for it. I don't believe in it.
And then he started to get on his, like, his campaign speech of, a lot of people don't say how they feel these days. I'm in the minority. minority. I'm used to that. I'm Polish and Italian. I'm from, where is he? Such and such.
Hazleton.
Yeah, Hazleton, Pennsylvania. What are you doing right now, Dusty? Calm down, player. It's okay. Like, really, back? You won the game. Anthony's not going to be suspended. Or from what we know, he's not fined.
It's weird.
Yeah, Andy Green has said, hey, we're not coming after you. We just thought it was a bad play last night. We can keep it moving now.
By definition, by rule, it was.
Like, does he walk up when they're exchanging the cards? Like, yeah. By the way, you're at third tonight. You made a great call at home for that ridiculous play that they tried to, you know, chastise us about. Like,
litigate the rule right now.
How far do you take this if you're Joe Maddon? Because this is going to happen again. It's going to happen again. You're going to have a collision at the plate, you know, at least one more time this year.
We've got an NBA trade, by the way. Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting. The Lakers are trading Timofey Mozgov and D'Angelo Russell to the Nets for Brook Lopez and the 27th pick.
Wow.
Timofey Mozgov and D'Angelo Russell for Brook Lopez and the 27th pick.
So also, Magic has himself a big man now.
Also, our guy Vincent Goodwill has just tweeted that Dwayne Wade has informed the Bulls he will pick up his option.
Yes, so no matter what bag of bums you surround him with, he will be laughing all the way to the bank, 23.8 large.
You ever see the movie Arthur with Dudley Moore and Liza Minnelli, and it's all about him
vaguely
behaving himself to win an inheritance, and the climax of the movie, spoiler alert, he comes out of the building and she said, well, did you take the money? Of course I took the money. I'm not stupid.
Right. Yeah. D-Wade came here to hang out and hopefully go to the playoffs a couple of times, but more importantly, to show Pat Riley that he was worth the $50 million that he didn't want to pay him. So he's going to get all 50 of that million. I can dig it. But the D'Angelo Russell, people are bigger fans of D'Angelo Russell than I will ever be. I think he's a bench scorer at best. I think he's a really good bench scorer.
When he hit that shot in the summer league and he's doing the ice water in his veins.
I remember when he snitched on Nick Young, too. How about that? Yeah, never forget D'Angelo, you rat-ass rat.
He's a rat!
No, so, okay, so the trading begins. Yep. Magic's got his big man. Brooklyn's got a guy that can score and nobody to watch him score.
And D-Wade is running it back.
Yeah. And the news of the day as well on the NBA side and the Bulls side is a lot of teams are dancing in that Jimmy Butler water, but Vince Goodwill came on with us and said, you know, by Friday, he expects for Jimmy Butler to be traded by the Chicago Bulls.
Greg in Waukegan, you're on the score.
Thanks for taking my call. When do you think Rick Hines going to look at the team and say, when does that process come when he looks at the team and says, let's add.
No.
Greg, we're a few years out from adding anything. And if you're going to add anything, it's the prospects who are in the minor leagues right now. You're not. Yeah, they're trying to get rid of Abreu. They're trying to get rid of Frazier. They're trying to get rid of Melky Cabrera. You got a bunch of young kids that you should be excited about. Zach Collins, Zach Birdie, Luis Robert.
Yeah, they've explained they've been very clear. They're not going to be adding.
Yeah, no time soon.
No. That's not what I'm not saying. What I'm saying is this.
Mm-hmm.
When does the point come? I mean, after you bring everybody up, then you say.
You got to see what you have, though, Greg.
Right.
You got to see what these kids
just
are.
Just be patient.
We're 5-6 years away from anybody being buyers on the South Side.
This is the beginning of the beginning.
Yeah. This is the first year that they started to rebuild.
Mike is on the score. Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
I don't know that I've heard anything about them saying that Rizzo broke a rule. He didn't get fined. He didn't get suspended.
Joe Torre told him he was in violation of the rule.
Yeah.
Is that what Joe Maddon said?
Joe Torre,
Major League Baseball,
told him he was in violation of the rule.
But there's no repercussions for it?
Nope, because he was out anyway.
Yeah, he violated a rule. No fine, no suspension. Just don't do it again.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah, no, but that's all right.
Well, Mike, what were you expecting?
Are you okay? Is something wrong?
Well, no, I'm fine. I just, I think if you broke a rule, there should be some consequence. I mean, I think Tory sent the wrong message. If you broke the rule, then there should be a consequence. If there's no consequence for breaking the rule.
Because he was out anyway. Had he been safe, the consequence would have been that he would be ruled out automatically.
You wanted a suspension, Mike?
No, I don't want anything. I like the play. I'm with Madden on that.
But how can you like the play if you know it's in violation of a specific rule?
They don't do that anymore in baseball, Mike.
Yeah, you said it's the same. It was a heads up play. But it's not
heads up. He was out by 7 feet.
How is it a heads up play?
He tried to knock the ball out of the catcher's mitt by running into him. I mean,
it's a rule on the books that you're not allowed to do what he
deviate
did.
Deviate from his path.
Right. How is that a heads up play?
Well, what if the rule's wrong?
It doesn't matter. That's not up to you to decide.
Well, no, it's not up to me to decide, but, you know...
If you disagree with the rule, that's one thing, but the rule stands.
It is actually in the rule book. That's like I'm saying, that's like saying that you're going to tell your pitcher he can balk all he wants because he doesn't like the balk rule.
Mike,
he can balk all he wants, but there will be consequences for it. Runs will score. I mean,
he was out.
If he would have been called safe at the plate, he would have then been called out. They would have reviewed it, and he would have been out because he deviated from his path.
Well, this is not a difficult one to understand.
Yeah, right? I'd like to go 80 on the freeway, Mike, but I can't because there's rules.
Is this? Are we having a disconnect here with what's hard to understand?
No, I'm just saying that's fine. He broke the rule, but there was no consequence.
Because he was out, the consequence would have been, were he safe, he would have been automatically ruled out.
Yeah. Mike, you know what you need, man? You need yourself a nice bowl of ice cream and a good night. You know what I mean? Find yourself some ice cream and just sit back and relax and watch some baseball and don't worry about that play.
All right. It's all good. Now we can all get along, Eric. That's fine.
We can all get along. Back to Rodney King? What the hell happened there? I'd like a nice bowl of ice cream. The lady just doesn't keep it in the house anymore. You know, family's getting, you know, too puffy.
What? She's made a too puffy ruling?
No, I think so. Dude, I went over somebody's house. on Father's Day, and the man of the house was like, "Hey, what's happening, Jason? Getting kind of big, ain't you?" And I'm like, "Oh my god, yeah!" I was like, "Damn,
what I thought the opposite. You've been losing weight."
Yeah, I dropped like 8 pounds. I was like, "Yeah, you know." And he's an older gentleman, so I wasn't gonna be like, you know, kiss my ass. But he's like, "Yeah, man, are you gonna fit in them suits on television? You're getting all big on me."
What?
Like, and then he looked at my lady. He's like, "Oh, Nicole lost all her pregnancy weight. You picked it up." I'm like, "All right,
well, going in on you,
yes,
then."
Yes, and he's one of these old dudes that can just be that way because he's old. I'm like, yeah, you got me, man. If he was like 30 years younger, I'd lit into his ass. But of course, you know, you got to take what old people say sometimes because they won't be here.
630 says, "I no longer honor 3 strikes. I demand 4 strikes.
I just stay there at the plate like, no, I'm not going anywhere." Yeah, man. A lot, people just not agreeing with rules.
That segment brought to you by Burlington. It's the summer of savings at Burlington Stores. Hurry into Burlington today for the best selection of dresses, shorts, tanks, tees, and swimsuits for the family. Burlington style for everyone. Boys.
708. He was on target. Let the guy talk, you jerks. He was on the air for 3 minutes long and he didn't say anything different. He didn't say anything. He said he didn't like the rule and he agreed.
Let him talk. He literally was on the air for more than 3 minutes.
Joe Madden didn't really help out anybody by saying what he said during the pregame.
Madden's acting the fool on this.
It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. You can check us out on our live video stream at watch670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle. Be sure to check them out at AmericanNeedle.com. We know you just jumped in your cars and you're like, all right, what happened with the Anthony Rizzo thing? You've heard from Joe Madden. You know, there might be some basketball fans out there like, what's happening with Jimmy Butler? Now's the time to jump in the conversation. We're here till 6 o'clock. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We see you on hold and we see your text submission, so we'll get to them next right here on 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Colin Kaepernick is in the news again for a social media post comparing police officers to the runaway slave patrols of the early 18th century following the acquittal of Minnesota officer Geronimo Yanez, who fatally shot Philando Castile just under a year ago. The reaction to his post has predictably been filled with emotion, followed by speculation that he now has no shot at ever getting back in the NFL because of his polarizing nature. But I'm now starting to question whether Colin Kaepernick actually wants to play anyway. The brand that he's built is powerful, and he may just serve a greater good being an activist than scoring touchdowns on Sundays. He's a man who's turned his football platform into a voice for injustice. We hear him, and it forces us to have dialogue. That is more valuable to this country than tossing around the pigskin. I'm Tiki Barber.
Golfers, Bolingbrook Golf Club and its award-winning driving range and golf academy are open for the season. Come be impressed with one of Chicago's premier golf facilities. From the amazing clubhouse to the rolling 18-hole course layout, you'll walk away impressed. Bolingbrook is the perfect spot for your next outing, and there's still some prime outing dates available. Make your plans to join them for their fabulous Mother's Day brunch. Hurry, space is limited. For more information or to reserve your tee time or Mother's Day brunch reservation, call 630-771-9400 or visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Madden, what's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking. I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Golf. I've been talking a lot about Upside.com, telling you it will save your company big on business travel and that you'll get a big gift card every trip you buy. Sounds too good to be true, right? So this is what you do. You go to Upside.com, you check it out. There's super fast searches, and in less than 2 minutes, they give you a few choices. Now, we want to go to Austin so that we can see a University of Texas football game and enjoy the nightlife and the food scene and the music scene. The choices that they have for United and American flights, it worked for us and a bunch of big name hotels as well. And the first option got me a $100 gift card and saves the station almost $100 per ticket. Then they showed me options if I took a flight an hour earlier or stayed at some kind of hotel down the block or, you know, around the corner from where I originally wanted to be. And I get even more in gift cards and the trip cost the station even less. That's the beauty of Upside. Being a little flexible gets you more, but if you're not, you still get big savings and a big gift card. Taking a business trip, you'd be crazy not to use Upside. Spend less of your company's money and get more rewards for yourself. Upside's the real deal. Got me a gift card. Trust me, go to Upside.com today. Plus, when you use promo code SCORE, you are guaranteed to get at least a $100 Amazon gift card your first trip. That's code SCORE to get a $100 gift card for free. Save big on travel and get a big gift card every trip. See what your next trip's worth today, Upside.com. That's Upside.com. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score at 670thescore.com.
Who provides the best entertainment and internet experience? Best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Lets you stream on 5 devices at once. Brings you Netflix on X1 and 75 megabits per second in the most popular packages? No question. Xfinity stacks up where AT&T doesn't. Get all these great reliable features, the X1 voice remote, and fast internet for an incredible price. Get up to 75 megabits per second download speed. Compare that to AT&T. And get X1 and voice for $30 each a month for 1 year when you bundle all three. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and make sure to ask about Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. Get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity Internet service with no activation and no line access fees. Plus 2 easy data options available so you can stream entertainment on the go and save along the way. Compare that to AT&T. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Must enroll in EcoBill and autopay within 30 days or charges increased by $5 a month. Offer ends 6/27/17. Restrictions apply. Service not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. Equipment installation tax and fees extra and subject to change during and after promo. Early termination fee applies if all Xfinity service are canceled during the agreement term. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required. Xfinity Mobile requires a post-pay subscription to a residential Xfinity Internet service.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station. Scoreboard update.
5:30 for the Chicago Wolves update studio. Chicago Wolves season tickets feature great seat locations, discounts on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit chicagowolves.com.
That was a great baseball play. I thought Matty Caesar, who had been taught by the Cubs, played it absolutely perfectly. The way he came through the ball, made a throw to the plate, perfect one hop. Their catcher did everything right, the way he caught the ball, the way he slid into the plate as he was attempting to block the line. And Anthony did the right thing by attempting to score a run.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon responding to baseball's admission that Anthony Rizzo violated the rule that says you can't veer from your direct path to initiate contact with the catcher when he collided with San Diego's Austin Hedges last night. A play Padres manager Andy Green called a cheap shot.
I think every manager, every group, every leader has to defend his own den. You just got to do that. And that's what he did yesterday, and I respect that. So I have no issue with what he said. I disagree with it, but I have no issue with it.
Baseball's chief disciplinarian Joe Torre telling Rizzo that he won't face any discipline because he was out on the play. Game 2 this evening at Wrigley. Mike Montgomery goes for the Cubs. The Padres counter with Yolis Chacin. Addison Russell back in the lineup. Jason Hayward still out with a hand injury. Kyle Schwarber out with a bad ankle. White Sox in Minnesota, they're 5-2 over the last 7 games. Outfielder Adam Engel called up from Charlotte. NBA, here's the latest speculation regarding the Bulls. They're reportedly interested in drafting Kansas swingman Josh Jackson, but they'd have to trade up to make it happen. The Cavs are reportedly trying to create a multi-team trade to acquire Jimmy Butler, and Dwayne Wade will reportedly pick up his player option to stay with the Bulls. The Vertical reports the Lakers have traded D'Angelo Russell and Timothy Mozgov to Brooklyn for Brook Lopez and the 27th pick in Thursday's draft, likely meaning that the Lakers will end up taking Lonzo Ball with the number 2 overall pick. And the Lakers and Pacers reportedly talking about a potential Paul George trade. The Knicks reportedly listening to offers for Kristaps Porzingis. Football, former Bears wideout Marquise Wilson signs with the Jets. Former Notre Dame quarterback Malik Zaire transfers to Florida. MullyandHanley.com is brought to you by local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Padres on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
WebFord.com.
I guess the question for Joe Maddon would be, why would you instruct your players, or why would you want your players to do something that's against the rules? Why would you want your players to do something that would mean that by rule they would not score?
Yeah, and obviously we're not going to go along with him and play dumb like he was playing dumb. He's obviously not going to do that. But in saying that, yeah, I think the play's awesome and screw the rule. Well, I mean, in essence, if a guy does this again, he can refer to you saying you think it's a good, you know, you think it's a bad rule and a good play. So what you want to do is just set the tone and say, hey, Major League Baseball doesn't allow that anymore. We didn't get away with it because Anthony was out. He was so out that he flew into the catcher and had to kind of baby fall onto the plate to his right.
Yeah, he had to fall 45 degrees to get back to the plate.
Like the slow Shaq fall.
He did the lean.
Yeah, exactly. So
he was on the lean.
He was on the lean and the molly. No, he knew what he was doing last night. He was so out, and he was amazed that he was so out because of a great throw, and he tried to dislodge the ball. He deviated from his path.
And you can't do that anymore.
You can't do it. Simple.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. Tomorrow, I believe, can't do it is right.
With the producers, I guess. Apparently the producers will be partaking. Because all that dirt you wanted to get on Jay Zawoski.
I was about to say, because Lord knows Jay Zawoski on the hot seat will be entertaining.
It's about damn time. All the skeletons he's got buried in his
closet.
There's going to
be 45 gift certificates handed out tomorrow. I promise you.
The deep, dark secrets of Jay Zawoski.
Yeah, Jay's not going to do it. First of all, Jay's not going to throw anyone under the bus. Jay will give himself a samurai's death before he does anything to anybody at this station.
Who is it, Aurelio's, who they do the gift cards for? They're going to go out of business.
Yeah, if you want to win some food tomorrow, call Can't Do It, because Jay Zawoski will not throw anyone under the bus.
Or who screens the calls then?
Ray Diaz. Ray Diaz.
Or hello action, maybe.
Oh.
Or maybe we end up finding out all the dead hookers that have been left by Jay Zawoski. Wow. Who knows?
They're not dead. Just unfulfilled.
Just unhappy. And nauseated.
Man, remember when Can't Do It was Ask Us Anything? I remember those days.
Right? He's left a swath of nauseated hookers.
Just saying. And they all smell like hockey. They all smell like Grant Fuhr's pants.
They got the goop. Mario in Hyde Park, you're on The Score.
Mario, where you been?
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening, buddy?
Jay is one of the nicest human beings on earth. Can't Do It is going to be dull. He's too nice a guy.
Yeah, everybody's going to get paid tomorrow.
Exactly. I think I might have to call up myself. I got three quick things. Is Wendell Kim still a third base coach?
No, he is not.
Yeah, that's an aggressive send.
Is it?
Why did you send him home? That was stupid. Aggressive. You're being nice, too. That was stupid. He was out by a game. Today's game. Second question.
Yeah.
Is Jimmy Butler, is he still a Bull? This hasn't happened yet. Because Mozgov got traded. I know damn well Butler could get traded right now.
Well, Mozgov had that bad contract that they signed Timothy Mozgov to, and Timothy Mozgov remained bad. Yeah, it's up in the air, Mario. Always appreciate your call, man. I don't know. I'll believe it when I see it, Dan. And I put it out there on Twitter, on a Twitter poll, and 1,116 votes. I said, on Friday we'll be talking about, and 23% says Jimmy Butler trade, 77% says Bulls not pulling the trigger. So I think I'm with that 77%, even though Vincent Goodwill has said it, Joe Colley has said it, and people are texting me like crazy, talking about look out for Sacramento, look out for Sacramento. I believe it when I see it, man. I believe it when I see it because I think that, that the Bulls are still going to Bulls this thing up. Only the Bulls.
Again. Only this is Bulls. Al. Al is in Aurora. He's on the score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
Hey, I know that people, I can't believe that people are getting so upset about that rule yesterday with the slide. It's put in place for a reason. Now, I'm old enough to remember Fossey getting bowled over by Pete Rose in an All-Star game.
Mm-hmm. And that 1970.
That ended his career.
Yep.
Okay. So, I mean, with the way people are talking, I mean, if that would have happened, let's say, instead of being Fossey, let's say it was Carlton Fisk or...
The reason the rule is in place is because it happened to Buster Posey.
A star player got hurt really bad. That was it. If Austin Hedges would have dislocated everything in his body the way that, that Buster Posey did, maybe the rule isn't in.
Yeah, the worst I ever saw was Johnny Damon hitting Chad Kruder.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I still haven't.
And I believe Chad Kruder was hospitalized for a period of time and was at one point they were really worried about his well-being.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what it was. I don't know if it was a torn blood vessel or something, but look it up.
Going in there, yeah.
Yeah, Johnny Damon obliterated Chad Kruder. And then later on, Chad Kruder became infamous at Wrigley Field.
The hat.
He was the guy whose hat was taken by a fan from the bullpen. But yeah, it's considered the Buster Posey rule because of the high profile star catcher who got ripped up pretty good in one of those. John and Woodridge, you're on WSCR.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
Just a little food for thought. I had a question. Are there any pitchers that still doctor the baseball, like a Phil Negro type thing that they used to do? They were notorious for throwing spitballs or doctoring the baseball.
Wait a second. Joe Negro was the one that was busted for doctoring the ball, not Phil. Phil was just a knuckleballer.
Okay, well, did he have like a nail file one time or something?
Have been some Rick Honeycutt and some other guys.
So basically my point is that they basically got away with as much as they possibly could get away with, unless the umpires called them on it. They basically tried and did and got away with as much as they very possibly could in order to win the game. So, I mean, I don't agree with, you know, bowling over a catcher, but I think that's where it's at. It's like Madden's trying to say, well, you know, I'm going to do whatever I can do to win the game, you know, short of, you know, whatever.
So, yeah, if he does the same play and he's ruled safe, they go back and look at it and say, "Hey, this is not. This is against the rules."
But that's not a decision to like you use pine tar on your fingers on the ball. I mean, you're talking about a player in the moment as he makes the turn, as he sizes up the situation. That's not some aforethought saying, "I'm going to try to raise the seams of the ball," or "I'm going to try to scuff the ball." Where it's some longer plan.
Right. He just basically decided that this is what. Yeah.
And you're not.
He saw how out he was,
and you're not allowed to. Right. You're not allowed to. I'm just saying. That's
like,
all it is.
The other your caller prior to this. I mean, I was thinking of that too. I remember. I'm old enough to remember when Rose knocked that guy out in the All-Star game.
Right, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with Buster Posey. Nobody invoked Ray Fossey and Pete Rose in 2014 when this rule was created. But that's okay.
I think I'm done. As far as words are concerned with this situation.
Yeah, it's over.
At the beginning of the show, we handled it. And then throughout the show, we got more audio. And then Joe Madden said what he said at the top of this hour. I don't think I have any more words for this.
Did you look up the Chad Kruder thing? What'd you find?
This is from Jerome Holtzman. February 7, 1997, sports writers aren't supposed to have favorites, but an exception can be made to stray from the path and root for catcher Chad Kruder. When the White Sox opened their spring training camp, Kruder, 32, was Ron Karkovice's backup at the beginning of last season. He appeared in only 46 games and was disabled after suffering severe shoulder injuries in a collision at the plate. When Kruder was helped into the clubhouse, he was bleeding so badly the doctors had to cut the uniform off of him.
Wow. Right.
They told me it was likely I'd never play again, that my left shoulder was inoperable. Oh, man. From that moment on, I told myself there's no way my life, all my dreams were going to be taken away, not on one incident. There were complications after he returned home. He began bleeding internally from stomach lacerations caused by the collision.
That's what it was. I knew there was some blood vessel issue.
His wife called 911 after he fainted in the shower.
Yep.
This sucks for him. The paramedics saved me. He said they were there within 2 minutes. I had lost so much blood that at first they couldn't get any blood pressure.
Yes. He almost died. from a collision of the
His
plate.
His stomach was pumped and the laceration was sealed. It's a bad day for him.
This segment has been brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Bernstein and Goff. Coming up next, we are going to say good evening to Lawrence Holmes, who will take you up to Cubs baseball on the Score.
Cubs legend Ryan Sandberg joins Mark Grody during every Cubs postgame show for all home games. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world championship.
Truckers, Schneider is proud to announce a new pay increase for Midwest over-the-road drivers in our van truckload division. That's in addition to the 20% average earning potential increase in the Midwest the past 2 years, automatic increases with experience, and potential accessorial pay and bonuses, plus new configurations and team options that enhance pay potential. Learn about Schneider's new Midwest van truckload pay increase and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 844-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 844-PRIDE.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. True or false? It's easier refinancing with your current lender than it is refinancing with David and his team at Pearl Mortgage. False. Your current lender's rates and closing costs are lower than David's rates and closing costs? False again. David constantly receives calls from frustrated and disgruntled listeners who say they wish they called him before refinancing with their current lender, because either their loan blows up or their current lender doesn't return any of their calls or emails. David wants you to realize your existing lender has limited flexibility in the interest rate they quote their borrowers, whereas David has over 80 lenders who will compete for your business. So let's review. It's not easier refinancing with your current lender, and you should always, always, always call David first at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com when securing any type of mortgage. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 1918.
This isn't just any car, it's a BMW. And this isn't just any BMW, it's the sleek, luxurious, commanding 2017 BMW X5 sports activity vehicle. Climb aboard, buckle up, and drive your favorite X5 home today. Because this is the Knaus BMW X5 courtesy car sale. Nearly three dozen 2017 X5s are priced to save you thousands. These vehicles have never been titled. They've been briefly used for customer courtesy transportation. Each has less than 5,000 miles. And we promise you'll be as thrilled with the price as you are with everything that makes the 2017 BMW X5 so enjoyable. Plus, special lease and finance offers are available by Knaus BMW through BMW Financial Services. Shop Knaus BMW, Knaus Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Call 847-604-5000, KnausBMW.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Good Lord, David Ross is annoying.
The ovation that he got on Friday just for standing up was ridiculous. Like, you think that Ryan Sandberg and Hawk Dawson and all those dudes rolled into one stood up. Now look up, it's David Ross all dressed in black. This guy is an icon now.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Madden, what's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking, but I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Peter Gammons joins us.
People tell me that Bryce Harper would prefer to play for the Cubs. I don't think that it's going to be affordable to have Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant on the same team. I'd love to see it. I respect them both so much.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jed, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Cubs.
80% of a World Series winning team is out on the field, and we just haven't been able to get hot. We haven't been able to get things going in the right direction. So, you know, this has been undoubtedly more frustrating.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Wings, Wings Beer Sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
What a home!
This segment is brought to you by Shell. You deserve to be rewarded today at Shell with instant gold status. Just join the Fuel Rewards program and save on every fill every day at Shell. Join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Lawrence?
Hey, Lawrence.
What's up, man?
Not a lot. You know, just ridiculous baseball stuff and Bulls trade rumors, NBA draft stuff coming up. That's about it.
I know that Dwayne Wade, he was owed some money and he didn't get his money.
24.
And I get that he's not going to make that money anywhere else. Oh. But it seems like a real, I mean, it's a lot of money to be miserable. And I would probably.
Vacation for 24.
It's just.
And you know what's going to happen.
They're
going
to trade
him. No. You're going to get 35 games of Dwayne Wade.
Oh, bursitis? Got a little bursitis?
Yeah, he's looking at the schedule right now.
These bone spurs, man.
January, not looking too great. Right.
Dwayne, you can't have bone spurs in your tongue. Ah, man, my tongue don't work.
My tongue bone hurts.
Yeah, I inherited it from my daddy. Had a tongue bone.
My Achilles in my earlobe is not working.
You saw him in the Moo and Oink commercials?
Oh, shout out to Dwayne Wade's daddy. Because Dwayne Wade's daddy is a fertile man, and he got that one. He got that. Dwayne Wade's pop, I believe, has more than 7 kids.
Really? And I didn't know that.
I believe so. And Dwayne Wade was the one that kind of sprouted and was like, oh, that's my guy right there. You got to shake them dice and roll them as much as you can.
7.
You get your Moo and Oink commercial.
They got baby back ribs.
Have you ever been in the Moo and Oink?
Absolutely.
Yeah. The first time I went to a Moo and Oink, I was with my grandmother, and I walked in and I sang the song, and she pinched me so hard.
Where'd she get you? Out on the arms?
Oh, yeah, the underarms. Yeah, I was like, Moo and Oink. She was like, Jason, if your black ass ever does that again while walking into the store, I will kick Stony. You up in... Oh, yes, the one on
the side. They lived in Deerfield. The owner's daughter was a classmate of mine.
Yeah.
Really?
Because nice. Moo and Oink was making that cheddar back in the day.
$2 Kidding me? Thanksgiving, every barbecue, every birthday party, every graduation. Yeah, people was at Moo and Oink. Yeah, heavy.
With Crazy Howard McGee.
Yeah, what is it? The Levy family, is that right?
And then,
I believe.
And then something happened.
What?
Crazy Howard McGee.
He's got a whole bunch of old Harold's now. It's now called Crazy Howard's Chicken Shack.
Oh,
did like he do McDowell's?
He's got a white man chasing the Big Mac. Chicken with an axe.
Ours is the Big Mick.
Kendall Gill's brother has one, too.
He
has
Crazy
a
Howard?
No, he has a Harold's. And he made him work at the Harold's because of a bet that they had. He made him work the cash register. Kendall was ringing up chicken orders for a good 5-6 hours the other day. That's a bad brother to make you pay that bet off like that. What do you got tonight, my man?
Well, I'm going to keep talking about the subjects that you guys have been on, talking about the Bulls and their future and the possibility of trading Jimmy Butler and the Anthony Rizzo slide. And I don't know why we can't just be like, oh, it was whack, and
right. move on
I don't know from why it.
Joe's taking crazy pills over it.
Joe is secretly the baseball police.
No, he's assembling the Blue Army. Yes, he is. Mm. I learned that last year.
Yeah, he's secretly the baseball police.
I learned that in our weekly visits.
He's a plain clothesman, though. He doesn't have his badge. He's got his badge, a little folder in his pocket. Yeah.
Don't let the magic days and the dress up days fool you.
Thanks to Jesse Agler, the Padres radio voice, for joining us. And thanks to Vincent Goodwill, who joined us and then broke some news on D-Wade opting in. We thank our video stream director, Brian Gertsch.
Breaking Bulls news. Jimmy Butler has been traded to the Celtics. Keep it here for all the details on this huge Bulls move.
We'll see if that's true. I still think we come in here
somewhere.
Friday. I still think we come in here Friday and nothing will change.
Not here. We'll be at London House on Friday.
Yeah, so, yeah.
And if they don't trade him, it's some breaks type stuff for me. Yeah, like, I'm breaking stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks to the producers, Nick Shepkowski.
Two outs away from just his sixth career save. And the pitch to Pedro Baez, his Javi Baez, rather.
Oh, Rafael. One of them. Adolfo.
Javi Baez apparently going to be on the cover of the ESPN body issue.
Yeah, some of those. Some of those pictures have leaked.
Yeah.
He's a in-shape young man, as you would expect a 22-year-old shortstop second baseman to be.
We got to get him a better tattoo artist, though.
Yeah, there's some of those that you could tell he got before he had money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very naked.
Audio overlord Chris Tannehill.
Roark's been getting his
really has.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Can't get that baseball league.
We'll be on tomorrow after Cubs post game until 6 o'clock. Listen to Lawrence and then listen to the Cubs here in your home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, The Score.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Want to listen to your favorite radio play-by-play announcers like Pat Hughes or Jeff Joniak?
Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears!
Matching your radio audio to your TV. Yeah, that's a sports fan's dream.
It's got a chance! Gone!
Go to DelayRadio.com. Use promo code THESCORE and receive $20 off to sync your radio and...
The 4th is coming, and there's only one place to buy fireworks, and that's Shelton Fireworks. Take I-94 to exit 22B, Porter, Indiana. Look for the big red building. They've been in business over 40 years and are exploding with deals for your celebration. Shelton offers the largest selection at the lowest prices. Bypass the high prices of Hammond, Gary, and Merrifield, and head to Porter, Indiana. Take I-94 to exit 22B and look for the big red building or visit SheltonFireworks.com. Shelton Fireworks, home of the big ones.
Hi, I'm rapper, actor, model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score.
Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta. Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on the Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jed, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Cubs.
80% of a World Series winning team is out on the field, and we just haven't been able to get hot. We haven't been able to get things going in the right direction. So, you know, this has been undoubtedly more frustrating.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670. The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Good Lord, David Ross is annoying.
The ovation that he got on Friday just for standing up was ridiculous. Like, you think that Ryan Sandberg and Hawk Dawson and all those dudes rolled into one stood up. Now look up, it's David Ross all dressed in black. This guy is an icon now.
Bernstein and Goff.